This is Cave Springs. Hope you can see the bighorn sheep up there on the edge of the hill. There they are. There are several of them. Looking at us coming down the hill.
Look at the horns on that one.
It just thrills me to see the bighorn sheep. This is Cave Springs, the old dwelling here. There used to be a big jumping cactus coming out of the roof of that old house. The bighorn sheep are coming right down the mountain.
They're coming to get a drink.
Yeah, probably coming down to get a drink. Look at the quail up there, Marilyn. Look at the chuckers.
Where?
Right up that mountain, right there by the sheep.
I don't see them, honey.
Right up there on the side of the mountain.
Windshield.
The mountain's moving with quail.
Honey, the windshield.
Marilyn, you can't see those quail jumping from rock to rock.
Jim, I'm trying to say something to you. The windshield has a reflection in it, and I don't see anything.
You see the quail jumping up, going right up. There's the bighorn sheep. Look straight up that mountain there. There's a whole lot of quail.
Now I do.
Yeah, there's a lot of quail. I mean a lot of quail.
Oh, my gosh.
Look, underneath those things, there's just hundreds of quail.
Oh, my gosh. Is that quail or chuckers?
They're big.
They're good size.
Yeah. That whole area there and that big crevice in there is just full of them. See, look at them. Look at them going up the mountain.
I see them. Oh, my gosh. That's amazing.
Now, if they were someplace else besides where those sheep are. I'm going to get out here. I don't want to scare the sheep. I'd shoot some of those quail or chuckers.
Well.
Yeah. There goes the sheep. I've never seen a bighorn sheep. This is majestic. Isn't this beautiful? People pay thousands of dollars to go places to see a bighorn sheep. That whole mountain's full of quail up there. I'm gonna walk around here and look back here. Sometimes there's sheep all over these mountains. Isn't that beautiful? The silhouette of that bighorn sheep, that's a ewe. There was a ram up there, but he went on the other side. There's quite a few sheep over there. They are so camouflaged you can hardly see them. And in cameras it's hard sometimes. These caves here have been occupied for 6,000 years of occupation. Bighorn sheep up on those hills. Caves here. When I was young, out in front of the caves was ashes. where the Indians had lived there for these 6,000 years. And it was 20 feet deep of ashes. This is Cave Springs. Cave and a larger cave. That's the big cave right there. Inside there's petroglyphs on the walls and pictographs, usually with red paint on them that go back thousands and thousands of years. In here is like the Grand Canyon. Some of the walls go up thousands of feet tall. There's caves all up there. If you look in those caves, there are black. There's black soot in the walls. The black soot in those walls, the fires that were built for thousands of years for the people here, the Western Shoshone. To take my son up here one of these days. These caves are really deep. There's the Bat Cave there. People say there's copper in there because of all the copper colored, arsenic too. Down here, right where we're standing, was 20 feet deep in ashes. You can see there was all kinds of arrow chips and bone chips. Some of those bone chips went back thousands of years. When I was young, that whole part of that mountain, all of this mountain was covered with black soot from that cave. People shot in the cave. You can see where they've shot rifle shots into there and shot the walls of the cave up. And in the cave, the walls of the cave were all petroglyphs. Very rocky ground in here. There's a sheep right there, jumping up there just like it's flat ground. Look at that. Isn't that something? Beautiful. Climb up that mountain like it's flat. More caves up there from where the Indians camped years and years ago. There's more sheep down here. There's a spring back in there. You see the sheep there? Two of them. $1 million. This is a thrill to me. old box spring back in there. It comes out down in here. See, if you see up on the edge of that mountain, you see more sheep up there. Sheep down here. The big rams. We're within less than 50 yards of that big ewe there. Less than 50 yards. And Jimmy and Gary, if you're watching this, my two boys, this is something to see this. More sheep up there. And there's lots of chucker and quail in here. Now this is beautiful to watch them climb those mountains. Just climb up those mountains. They're watching something from the other side over there. To me, this is better than Hawaii or New York City or Chicago or the Trump Palace or anything. The Trump Plaza. This is my kind of world. I hope you're enjoying this. People pay thousands of dollars to go on expeditions to see something like this. I remember when this was a line camp, still is to some extent. You can see those sheep up there. Some of those chuckers there, or quail, I think they were chucker. But I don't want to scare the sheep. That's what they were watching. I knew they were watching something. You just watch the animals. You want to know what's going on around you, just watch them. I could just watch these until it's plumb starved to death. These are so beautiful. Talking sheep. Is gone. He took off. See if I get to this gate. I'm having to go all the way around. Sounds like some more antelopers. Yeah, that's right.
Have seen a little black dog anywhere? Have you?
No.
Okay. Been looking all over for him.
Yeah. Are you down at the hot well?
We were down at the hot springs. Yeah. Somebody lit off the fireworks.
Oh, and the dog took off.
The dog took off.
Yeah.
We were here the first day, so I thought he might remember this place.
No. I live here.
Oh, you do?
Yeah.
Yeah. This is a neat spot. There was a bighorn sheep. Oh, there it is.
They're all over up there.
All the way down.
Yeah. They're all over. The hill was full of them a while ago, and chuckers, both.
What are chuckers?
They're like a chicken. Like a wild chicken, like a quail, except a lot bigger.
No kidding.
Yeah.
They must come down for the water.
Yeah, there's a spring right there. This is called Cave Springs.
Cave Springs.
There's 6,000 years of Indian occupation here.
No kidding.
Yeah. 6,000 years.
Wow. What's the name of this again?
What?
Is that, I think it might just get out here. This is a deep spot.
Those caves where you see they're black in them, that's from fires for thousands of years.
Oh, is that right?
Yeah.
So you live here?
Yeah, straight that way.
Oh, no kidding, by six?
Huh?
Well, way over by six?
No, I live here in the valley.
Oh, here?
Yeah. Here.
I'll be damned.
Yeah. I mustanged and cowboyed in this country for 70 years.
Are you serious?
Yeah. Oh. There's a big ram up there a while ago. Come here. Water trough right here. Hey, girls and boys. That would be hantavirus in there. There might be hantavirus in there. Hantavirus. It'll kill you. It's a virus.
Really?
Yeah. A guy came here about 23 years ago and walked in that cabin.
Yeah.
Got started getting sick. Drove over the mountain to Silver's Peak. He was going. The ambulance got him over there. They took him to Tonopah, and he never. They couldn't do anything for him. They took him to Reno, and he died between Tonopah and Reno.
Wow. There was a bunch of us. I went in there the other day.
People don't know what they're doing up here.
I'm glad you told me.
There used to be signs all over. There was a sign on that door.
No, what's it called? Something.
Hantavirus.
Hanta?
Hanta.
Hanta. I'll be gone. Thank you for telling me.
Yeah.
I could have just got it. If I would have gone.
Yeah, you got to be careful.
Yeah.
All of the old places like that up here. It comes from deer mice, the droppings of deer mice.
Oh, no kidding.
Yeah. There's the spring box up here.
Oh, there it is.
See a sign? I said, are there any signs left there at all? On about the hand of iron. I have to spray that with Purex and bleach.
I've been missing my little dog. I've been looking for him for 3 days.
It's been gone for 2 days?
Pardon me?
Your dog's been gone for 2 days?
It's 3 days. Today's the third day.
Well, there's a lot of lions and bobcats and coyotes here.
I've seen all the tracks.
I lost 9 cats.
Pardon me?
I lost 9 of my cats.
No kidding.
Yeah. There's a lion. Well,
I saw his tracks.
You what?
I thought I saw lion tracks.
Yeah. And there are 3 bobcats by my house. I've been trying to kill them. I got a lion tag. Where are you from? Oh. They're thirsty.
Yeah, they're going to come down and drink.
Yeah. There were some chuckers a while ago. I wanted to do some chucker hunting, but I don't want to scare the sheep.
Yeah,
I like chuckers. They're good to eat. They're bigger than a quail, about two or three times bigger than a quail.
Really?
You can hardly hear them trotting.
Pardon me?
I said you can hardly hear them up there climbing on those rocks. Rocking my shoe now. Beautiful. Isn't that beautiful, Marilyn? Isn't that beautiful? More bighorn sheep up there on the side of that mountain, if you can see him. Turned his head. They're walking. I'm gonna walk up to the spring. They come here to get water. That's why I came up here this evening, because they usually come and get water. They eat all day long and come and tank up on water. Here. A lot of bighorn sheep tracks. Looking down on the old house, it looks like they've been beating it up, knocking the windows out of it, some hyenas. Used to be a good wood burning cook stove in there. Bighorn sheep rocking droppings all over. They come right down here. That's right here is where they've been. She's less than 50 yards away. They'll walk down here and go down and get some water. I hear the trucker talking. I'm right up here where they were. This is where they were. There's the spring. This is where they come and get water. Right here at the spring, and they eat this grass and get a little water. Coming out of this spring box right there. I'm getting old and out of breath. Somebody built a little place there, probably to watch for the sheep. And Marilyn hasn't got to see this. There's the spring box right there. Going down there to the sheep bin all over here. Spring coming right out of Cave Springs. That's what it's been called for all my life. I don't remember what the Indians called it, but it would be like that. Now, those that can't walk up here can see what it looks like now. Looking down on the old lion shack and the corral. Gather up cattle. We don't know where it's the truck. I've seen this whole place full of bighorn sheep. Just full of them. Beautiful bighorn sheep on those mountaintops. There they are, wanting to come down and eat. A little bit of green grass and drink some water. I've been coming in here for thousands of years. Say hi to the people, Marilyn.
Hi.
You like these bighorn sheep?
Bighorn sheep today.
Yeah. I got a picture of that spring up there so you can see what it looks like. Okay?
Good.
All right. We'll quit here for now.
They're coming down to get a little drink.
Yeah, they're thirsty.
They're looking at each other and saying, "It's okay, he got in the truck."
There's a trough right down there. And there's three right there.
How big is it?
The spring?
Mm-hmm.
Oh, it's a, they got water, plastic pipes going back. It looks like that they might have worked on it in 2012. It had a date of 2012 there. That's our little sheep. I just like to see them move around like that.
Yeah,
they're going to get that water. They're going to that water right off. See that, that water, that spring's right there where they are.
Yeah. The other one's up there.
Yeah.
It'll a little be more, coming down.
A little more cagey.
Well, the little quail gets water there too.
Oh yeah, the chucker were there. They were big.
That they look bigger than quail.
Yeah, that's. I think they were chucker. Or mountain quail, one or the other. Mountain quail almost as big as a chucker. Now we're going to get to see them. There's a whole mess of big sheep up there. Those are big rams. If I can get them in the camera, you can't see very well in the camera. All their little white butts are pointing at us. There they move. There they move. Look at them. There they move. Some big rams in there. Big rams. I'm going to try to come up here in the car. Say hi to everybody. We come up way up this canyon road up here. There they are up there, all gathered up.
I want to take your picture.
Old Indian guide, you know. Well, there's some big rams up there.
That's why they stay together. So they can protect themselves.
Yeah. I can't hardly see what this camera's doing. Big rams. This experience in this canyon up here, it's like going to the Grand Canyon. It's a beautiful country. A lot of wildlife in here. Bighorn sheep, antelope, mule deer, lions, wolves, coyotes. Antelope. Beautiful country. I think you can see that bighorn sheep right standing on the silhouette on that mountain up there. That's absolutely wonderful. I'm gonna try to drive down here. She just turned her head. Silhouette up there. That's what they got in the movies, you know. There, Cave Springs is going to stay there forever, but she won't.
I'd like to get a picture of that and paint it. Cave Springs.
Well, I got a lot of pictures of Cave Springs. You want old ones or new ones? You want an old picture or you want a new picture?
I want one.
I can show you what it looked like before.
Just the Cave Springs. A certain look. You have to have it a certain angle.
Right there,
a picture right there like that, I would like to have.